You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Rachel. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Lots happening in the city since we last spoke. We should talk about trains to start off with. There's strike action happening at the moment, which means we're seeing reduced services across the city. Today, there's an extra layer of that. We're seeing a lot of rail service workers also on strike. What's this actually meaning for Aucklanders today, in case anyone has missed this news and they're, you know, trying to get into work? What do people need to consider, Desley?
What it means is that we have yet another disruption on our train line. I mean, you've got a feel for Auckland train commuters, Rachel, don't you? I mean, this year it's been undeniably unreliable. We've had, you know, hot tracks, screechy tracks, signal issues. You know, we had a tree fall on a line. The train services have been down at, you know, peak times multiple times for lots and lots of reasons. And of course, we had the extended rail closures over the long weekend, King's Birthday weekend, and now this industrial action. So it's pretty upsetting, I would think, for a number of Aucklanders who wish to use public transport by way of the train network. But look, what it means for them this time is that the train that they would expect every 10 minutes at peak times is now only coming at every 20 minutes. I mean, I had someone come in to see me yesterday and they were really late for the meeting. They weren't aware of the disruption in peak time, and of course, train was an extra 10 minutes late, you know, which made it 20 minutes later. And they were very late to catch up with me. So the more that you can help promote this. And as you would be really, really grateful, thank you. And as you've alluded to, as if, you know, we haven't had enough trouble with the Auckland One Rail. So this is not Auckland Transport, by the way. The Auckland Transport people are not striking. You just remember that the train network is sort of governed or managed in three different ways. Mm-hmm. You've got Kiwi Rail that looks after the signals and infrastructure, and we've seen, you know, a lot of disruption around that, and I'm catching up with them definitely on Thursday. Boy, that'll be an interesting conversation. Then, of course, you've got Auckland One Rail, which is what the initial industrial action was, which they manage our train drivers. Basically, that's what they do. And then, of course, you have Auckland Transport, who basically plan and fund the rail operation. So this is, first and foremost, the Auckland One unionised train drivers and managers taking industrial action. Mm-hmm. That was first. And then, of course, late yesterday, we heard, on top of that, we had CIF, and that's the organisation that maintains our trains and keeps them safe. They told Auckland Transport that they would do industrial action as well with the Rail and Maritime Transport Union. Now, they're responsible for, you know, regular maintenance on our trains. And obviously, safety of our trains at all times is paramountly important. I mean, we had an incident yesterday where the train stopped and people had to get off the train. So unionised employees from CAF will only be doing scheduled checks on trains, but they won't do any other repairs like breakdowns. And they happen, you know. So, of course, we're going to have to be very careful around that. If trains can't be repaired, we won't be able to use them for services, you know.
Absolutely.
And they're up for another month. They're going for a month.
This is true. I mean, industrial action's really important tool, though, for workers to be able to advocate for their rights and their pay as well. So this is obviously a bigger conversation that we're seeing the kind of train network sit in here. Obviously, on a practical level for Aucklanders, as you've pointed out, Desley, it is very disruptive. But is this something that the council has a role in talking to these agencies about, you know, what we need to see in order to have these services running smoothly? That including, obviously, making sure people are fairly compensated for their work. Is that something that council at all has any conversation about with these services?
This is really between the organisations like AOR and CAF and the Rail and Maritime Union of New Zealand. It is not a council council that have a role in this. As I said, Auckland Transport employees are not taking industrial action. This is between, you know, union members from those two organisations and the union itself. And look, I'm not disputing this. I think in AOR's case, they've been going on for quite a few months already. I just, you know, from my perspective, I think from Auckland's perspective, everyone wants a fair deal, but we just want it done, you know, because at the end of the day, the whole purpose of industrial action is to cause disruption, and that's exactly what is happening. But I'm just asking them to remember, you know, Auckland is trying to get to work, trying to get around the city, trying to do what they have to do, and there has to be a balance.
It will be interesting to follow how this continues to pan out as those negotiations carry on. We want to talk a wee bit about Merrill Fund. We're seeing $60,000 going into funding youth crime prevention. This is going into a program called Turn Your Life Around Youth. And I wanted to know if you could break down a little bit what this actually, what programs this is actually supporting, and in what ways this is looking to prevent youth crime. How does it actually go from cash into youth programs?
Right, so staff identified Turn Your Life Around, or TYLER as it's called as an anagram, as an appropriate initiative for council investment to generate community safety and crime prevention. So that was the initial, and it's ironic actually, in the past I've had a bit to do with TYLER. TYLER was a program that was established by the New Zealand Police, I think it was back in the early 90s. And they intervene early in the lives of young people with known intergenerational trauma and high risk, okay? So it's not big numbers they deal with, mm-hmm. but they have a very high rate of, and by way of reduction in reoffending. I think it's about 75%. So what they do is they assist these young people in making positive long-term choices, right? They operate in Otara and Avondale, so those are the two places that TYLER has worked. And as I said, the numbers aren't huge, but they are sort of a success rate, I think, is really important. Now, there's been a Ministry of Justice report that was put out last year, in, I think it was April, Youth Justice Indicators Summary Report, and that talked about the numbers of young people that were, for example, involved in ram raiding offending, which we know has been quite prevalent across the region, and also in the underlying causes of young people's offending, where they have come from, Ōranga Tamariki, for example. And so I think because of that, and because of the numbers that they saw, for example, in increases for both children and young people in the likes of ram raiding, etc., that this was considered to be a good program to assist with. Because, you know, part of our long-term plan is to put up, part of our long-term objectives was to put up and support initiatives that increased community safety and wellbeing. And as I said, staff identified this one. Look, it's a one-year grant to help TYLER through a bit of a tough time they seem to be going through from an operational perspective. But as I said, I've had a bit of knowledge of this program in the past myself. Low numbers, but high achievement with regard to reduction of continuous offending. So, yeah.
Well, that will be interesting to follow as well. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Desley. We always appreciate you walking us through what's happening in the city. Take care, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Kia ora.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.